Some recent research has asked, what happens when people form long-term relationships across class? What's the impact on the couples, right through from money to values? Eve Vincent is one of the study authors, which has now been published as a book. She's Associate Professor of Anthropology at Macquarie University, and she joined us on the show this morning. Eve, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So class is one of those awkward words. How would you define it, and how comfortable are Australians overall in talking about class as opposed to other things like ethnicity or gender?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think awkward is a good starting point. My collaborator at Rose and I had done some research previously where we were talking to parents about schooling and kind of multicultural schools, what parents wanted for their kids at school. And we found that our interviewees then had this really amazing fluency when it came to talking about multiculturalism, ethnicity, difference, what was attractive, exciting, valuable about encountering, you know, their children encountering people from different cultural backgrounds. And we also found in that research that there was this awkward topic that was very much in those interviews about, you know, going to schools and meeting different kids and meeting different families. And that was really class. That was quite submerged, I guess. It was hidden and there wasn't a sort of language around that. So we wanted to do some research where we really brought class, the word class, to the topic. And right from the outset, you know, when we called for participants, we said, you know, are you in a relationship across class? So people had to have some kind of connect to the idea of class. And some people found that it really cathartic and a huge relief to start thinking about their experience in terms of class and giving a language to some of their, you know, some of what their relationship had entailed. Other people felt, you know, more reticent and they were exploring it with us, but were a bit unsure about where they stood on the topic of class, what it meant to use the language of class.
And could you just go into some more depth as to why you spoke specifically about long-term relationships and how class impacts those types of relations between people?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for us, it was a really interesting way into thinking about class in a sort of expansive way. So sometimes class is defined in terms of occupation and your economic position in society. That's a part of our definition of class, but we were also thinking about class in more cultural terms, in more emotional terms. And so we wanted to capture really class as it is kind of lived in a very intimate way. And so thinking about class within relationships, long-term relationships, family building, sharing a home, that was a way to kind of capture class in that broader, more personal sense.
And could you just take us through your methodology for this study? How did you run it and how did you find these people and how did you gather your results?
Yeah, we started with a small group of couples who were sort of people we knew or, you know, friend of a friend, sort of people who were kind of we came to quite organically. And so that was an opportunity for us to test our interview questions to see how it was going, a kind of pilot study, I guess. And you know, we learned so much so quickly. It was just such a rich topic. So we had quite a lot to think about already. And we wrote an essay about that sort of pilot study. And we put that essay on The Conversation, which I'm sure your listeners read. It's just such a great resource for the public to read about interesting research going on. And in that article in The Conversation, we had the opportunity to sort of link to our research homepage to say, this research is ongoing, we're looking to expand it, we call for more participants. And the response to that was extraordinary. So people wrote to us from all over Australia. They'd come across the article in The Conversation, someone had forwarded it to them, sort of thinking, oh, this sounds like you guys. And it came really through that process.
And what were some of the findings that you took out of this, that long, in-depth study?
I guess, like, there are a lot of specific topics that came out of it. So in the book, we have, like, a chapter about holidays and a chapter about work and ideas around the value of work, the morality of work. You know, there's a chapter about money. How do these couples negotiate money? How do people feel about spending money, saving money? All these sorts of topics, like the minutiae of daily life, are kind of inflected by class. And when people from different class backgrounds meet, there's all this negotiation that goes on around those particular topics. But I would say there's also a kind of larger, more overarching finding, if you like, which is that these sorts of cross-class meetings force class interview. So, you know, when we started talking, you said, oh, class is such an awkward topic. It becomes less awkward for these couples because they can't avoid the question of class difference. They can't not see class because it's sort of there for them, and they have to figure out how to face that and think about class. So I guess that was one of the really interesting things, that when people from different classes meet and really kind of have to work at living life together, they have conversations about class, and they really build, I guess, their sort of literacy around understanding class, because it's important for the relationship that they do so.
And just before I let you go, Eve, you and your co-author, you mentioned the Top Rhodes Butler, have published a book about this study. So could you just tell us a bit about that and where people can find it if they want to read more about this?
Yeah, the book is called Love Across Class. It's published by Melbourne University Press. It came out last year. And, yeah, you can buy it in all great bookstores and online. And it is a book that is really about stories. Like, it is, we really front load these couples' stories, their experiences. We use their words a lot. So there is class theory and a bit of contextual sort of research about class in Australia, education, migration, various issues. But we bring that in to help our readers understand what these people told us, and we really lead with their storytelling. So we hope and we think it's a really enjoyable read for people.
I hope so too, and I hope people go out and seek it out and glean something interesting from it, as I have done today. Eve, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries.
That was Eve Vincent, Associate Professor of Anthropology at Macquarie University, discussing her latest study on class in long-term relationships in Australia and society more broadly.